This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today our reading of various passages in the Scripture, which can be of such great help to us in enduring the various problems and tribulations that come up in human life. I have no doubt that many of you who are listening to my voice at this very moment are involved in some kind of severe tribulation, some kind of real problem. Some of you may be in a hospital. You may be wondering very much just exactly what your condition will lead to. But I want to assure you that whatever your problem in life is, that God loves you and wants you to know of that love and wants you to gain the strength that can come only from Him and from reading His Word. As I continue reading these passages today, I hope that you will write them down so that you can study them further for yourself, to read them over and over. Today I began by this passage. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. These are the words of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, as they are recorded in John chapter 16, verse 33. And again, another passage from the Bible which can mean so much to us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Again, another great passage. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39. My friend, I urge you to read that passage over and over. Read it aloud. Think about it and pray about it and think about what it can mean to your life. And again we read, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. You see, when we are weakest, that is, when we see that we ourselves do not really have the power to know what to do with our lives or to meet the problems that we face, that then we're strongest, because then we can best depend upon God. And here's another passage from the Bible. For in that he himself hath succored being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. Now this passage means that because Jesus himself suffered here upon this earth, he is able to help those of us who suffer. Christ suffered as a human being, though he was God, man. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And again we have this passage. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. My friends, the Lord Jesus Christ is the great high priest of those who have been baptized into Christ and who live the godly, faithful Christian life. Will you not lay hold upon these marvelous passages which are found in the Word of God, and be with us tomorrow as we continue this marvelous subject?